cop?
Mm-hmm. Have any other name than Cobbler?
Fruit? Do you mean is this a fruit pie?
Mm-hmm. They ever call it Pan Daddy? That's Pan Daddy where my mom was from.
Pan Daddy.
Uh-huh.
Sure, though. I never
know. Cobbler's when you put the fruit on the bottom and you spoon the bread on the top.
Well, I never called them. I've never heard of nothing but pies, you know.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And if you had a friend that had a really good appetite, you might say, well, he sure likes to put away his
food.
Okay. What would you call something that you would put over chicken or over ribs that you might do out on the grill?
Barbecue sauce.
Okay. What would you call something sweet that you might pour it on pudding or on ice cream?
Syrup.
Okay. And if you were going to eat between meals, you might say, well, I'm just going to go have a little
ice cream.
Okay. Is there a word for it any time that you eat between meals, or I'm going to have a little bedtime?
Snack.
Okay. And you might say, well, I will blank breakfast at 7 o'clock tomorrow morning.
I will pitch breakfast.
Okay. And if you were going to spoon it into your mouth, you might say, I'm going to eat
breakfast at 7 o'clock.
Okay. And yesterday, at that same time, you had already
ate.
Okay? And last week, you blank breakfast every day.
Missed breakfast
every day. Well,
ate breakfast.
Okay. What kind of liquid do people usually drink for breakfast?
Either, mostly both of my do, either milk or orange juice.
What about a hot liquid?
Either coffee or tea.
Okay. What do you drink when you're thirsty?
Water, Molex.
Okay.
A soda.
Okay. And if you had a glass out in the kitchen and it fell off of the sink, you might say, well, that glass fell off the sink and
broke.
Okay. And someone might say, well, I didn't blank it.
I didn't break it.
But someone has blanked that glass.
But someone has broken glass.
Okay. Okay. And if you were thirsty, you might say, well, boy, I'd really like something to
drink.
Okay. And I might say to you, well, not me, because I blank something already.
Not me, because I've drank something already.
Okay. Well, you say back to me, well, I haven't blank anything all day.
I haven't drank anything all day.
Okay. And say you had some surprise company come in about dinner time. You just kind of pull up some chairs and say, well, come on, y'all, just... You've got this company and you're all eating, but you get some extra chairs. You say, well, come on, y'all, just come on in and...
have dinner.
Okay, or talk
sit down.
Okay. Somebody came in your dining room and you'd ask him, won't you blank down?
Why don't you sit down?
Okay. And so then after you asked him, he went ahead and
ate.
Okay.
And sit down.
Okay. Okay. And when nobody else was standing, you say everyone had
sit.
Okay. And if you didn't want someone to wait maybe until you passed them the food, you say, well, just go ahead and
help yourself.
Okay.
Ow, I'm talking loud enough for you to hear me.
I think you are. I think we're fine. Okay. You'd say to that person, well, please, I'd really like you to blank yourself to this food.
I'd really like you to just help yourself to this food.
Okay. So he went ahead and blanked himself.
He went ahead and helped himself.
Okay. And since he had already blanked himself, I asked him to pass some of that over to me.
Since he had already helped himself, I asked him to pass it over to me.
Okay. And if you were eating over at someone's house and they fixed something that you didn't particularly care for, you kind of to decline it, you might say, well, I don't
like that.
Okay. talk about some vegetables and things for a little while. Okay. If the food has been cooked and served a second time, you say it's been
served twice.
Okay. And if you cook something on Sunday, and then you cook some more of it and served it again on Monday, you say you were having
leftovers.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And people will put food in their mouth and then they'll start to
chew.
Okay. Did you ever take cornmeal and boil it with salt and water and eat it that way? It was soft. Ever make mush? Okay.
I tell you, maybe what you call mush, maybe that's what people here call it. Something like a dressing. You know, my mother used to, I never did it, but my mother used to take it and make something like soup, some kind of soup out of it, you know. Put thicken, maybe she'd have some meat or something in there, but if she didn't have flour to thicken it, she'd thicken it with, you know. They really